Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all?
This
the boy, Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This
is
your boy, C-Man.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfuckers.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Ball.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Brand.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
What's up now, motherfucker?
This is the show that shows no limits. Broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists. Still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records reveal that addiction. And rappers are coming to get them put on. We needed a platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen. And follow with wizard.com. For all of your needs. Production and mixing and mastering. Grab your channel to draw. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Plenty of content for you to do. Everything free to download the stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real review.
We
got control.
We brought our peace. We represent. All them killers on the mic. And we should love to all you fans. Motherfuckers wanna hate. Do your thing. We keep the focus. Bringing nothing but the rhythm. Come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a madman.
Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This is episode 699. You know what I'm saying? The last one before we hit that big 700. Man, we got a guest tonight. He's been on the show before. You know what I'm saying? This time, you know, as part of the group, the Super Smash, but with the Super Smash Brothers. You know what I'm saying? It's Mr. DKB's by himself today, solo. You know what I'm saying? Normally, when someone comes to me and says, hey, I got a project coming out, we bring him on the show. You know what I'm saying? Play some tracks, chop it up. Dude hit me up. It's like, I got three projects done. You know what I'm saying? I got three fucking projects ready to, promote for the underground. So, man, that's what I'm talking about. You gotta give them up for that, man. Let's bring on the homie right now, Mr. DKB. What is up, homie? How you doing, man?
Hey, Prez. What up, bro?
Yeah. Man, three projects. Of course, you know what I'm saying, Kill Factor did one, America Runs on Murder. Dope EP right there, some conscious shit. Actually, all three of them are on some conscious shit, man. Then you got another whole project, Before the Arrival, you know what I'm saying, all Skinny Man beats. And then you got your solo project, you know, Images of Corruption. Man, you've been busy, man.
Yeah.
Taking advantage of this quarantine, huh?
Basically the Images of Corruption, you know, it's been done for a minute. I decided to put it out. It happened to be, you know, April, beginning of April when I put it out. It just happened to be quarantine, but I'm kind of glad, you know, that's when it came out. And the Killer Factor project, man, it's kind of crazy. Like you said, it's real conscious, and That's our mission, man. We got a story to tell, and it's just the way the world is right now. Just it couldn't be better timing, I don't think, for that project. And as far as the Skinny Man, man, that motherfucker dropped a dope-ass fucking beat tape that sounded like some DJ Paul Juicy J shit back in, like, the early 90s. And, you know, everybody grew up on that shit. That shit was dope. And I was so fucking inspired by it. I just wrote shit, like, right on the spot. Like, I wrote it, and I heard it, I wrote it. I made it, and then I didn't even hit up Skinny Man for his blessing yet. And I wasn't even going to put it out until, you know, unless he said something. I sent it to Skinny, and he was like, man, this is fucking fire. So I hit up you, and I was like, check these projects out. And yeah, so hopefully that'll come out June.
June, you said?
Yeah, June 3rd, which is, you know, 6-3, the opposite of 3-6, since it sounds like some deep shit for you. But yeah, man, that's all we do, man. We working.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. Skinny is say very talented with the production, but it shows your versatility too. You know what I'm saying? You can rap on some dark horrorcore stuff, some dark Memphis shit. You know what I'm saying? Switch it up. You know what I'm saying? When did you get involved in hip-hop? You know what I'm saying? And what inspired you to get into the hip-hop scene?
Well, you know, early on, I would say, you know, like everybody heard like the old early NWA, Run DMC, you know, everybody liked that shit. And I kind of got out of rap, man. I was more into like punk rock, you know, and, you know, shit like that, man. I was going wild. And then I think I heard Wu-Tang, Enter the Wu-Tang, you know, so that was probably like 95, you know, or something like that. Man, I fell in love with hip-hop. Yeah, I don't listen to nothing but hip-hop. That's all I, you know, I mean, from all around the world. I, you know, I'm here in Indiana, so we're kind of in the middle of everything. We listen to, you know, East Coast, West Coast, down south. We got our own, you know, of course everybody loves, you know, the Midwest style, even though they don't want to admit it. But you know what I mean? So I got a mix of shit early, and I just love, you know, music, man. Now that's all I do, man, write music, produce music, mix and master. I'm just, you know, graphics, I'm just doing everything, man. Fuck it, man.
Yeah, well, that benefits the artists on the grind in the independent game because, you know what I'm saying, you can take care of all the stuff yourself, you know.
Right.
Did you peep games, like, from other artists as far as, like, the hustle side of it? Like, who were some of your inspirations to teach you that stuff?
E-40, Esham, Ghetto Boys, you know, UGK, 666, like I said. I mean, shit. I mean, I can go out like Wu-Tang, you know, all them grimy ass, you know, it was putting it down like early. I was, you know, peeping game to that shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, we've had you on the show in the past, you know what I'm saying, with the part of the Super Smash Brothers. Are you guys got anything in the works as far as any projects or mixtapes? I know you guys put out a shitload of stuff.
I got a couple little extra projects that we'd never put out. I plan on putting out. As far as the group Super Smash Racers, you know, he just decided he wanted to retire. He kind of wasn't into it anymore, and I can't hate him for that, man. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
As long as, you know, he's happy and doing his own thing, man, I don't congratulate him, man. But as far as
yeah,
I got some shit here, you know, that hadn't been put out that I got. So, I mean, there'll be a couple things here and there. But as far as us working together, I really don't know. You know, I hope we do a couple things here and there. But as far as, you know, Super Smash, I don't know. It might just be over, man. It was just the era,
yeah.
Man. I mean, we had a good run, man. I love it, man. That was my brother.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you guys put out a lot of projects together. Yeah, but, shout out to him, man. And I wish him much luck on whatever he does. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, everybody's got a journey and everybody's got to do what they feels best for them at the time. But as far as you, man, obviously, man, just spitting these 16 and killing these beats, you know what I'm saying, is something that you definitely take a lot of pride in, man. I look forward to seeing, you know what I'm saying, what you do in the future. If you already got three projects right now, I can only imagine. Let's give them a little taste. This is I believe this one is, Huddle Up, man. This is a banger right here. Tell everybody about this Huddle Up track.
This is the intro to the CD, man, Image of the Corruption. And Huddle Up just basically means, you know, man, I'm just doing my thing. Yeah, I'm here to kill the game, and your motherfuckers better huddle up and get your shit straight, because I'm coming.
Definitely. We'll be right back, Mr. DKB. Don't go nowhere.
So say goodnight to the bad guy. Come on. Last time you're going to see a bad guy like this again, let me tell you. Come on, get away from the bad guy. There's a bad guy coming through, but they are in the way.
And I don't need no introduction. I be flowing, I be busting with images of corruption. I'm just trying to function. You know I get a bump and Super Smash, and I bludgeon underground like a dungeon. My fan out and running, know I bring it every time. The boys from the Midwest need to know every line, every rhyme, every rhyme mixed with the cherry lime. Very high canary fly, 80s boy like Jerry Rice. I'm very nice, name your price. I double down, you fucking with that killer. You know you boys in trouble now. I hit the air, coming up and I'm coming down. UGS for life, so you know I rip it underground. They love other side. You hit knocking out the subs, and I'm out of luck. I'm so down when I'm out of buds. Fuck them powder drugs. My R.I.P. be louder, cause just riding through the town. I love you looking for me, you out of luck. I'm back on the rise, about to bubble up, an underdog, so you better double up, go and check the stats, get your numbers up, 100 over 50, go and run it up, I'm trying to cash out before the summer's up, that killer smash out, feel the rumble up, the rock beneath your feet start to crumble up, and plus you can't stop shit, go and huddle up. And it's that killer in the flesh. Represent that Midwest. Smell that weed up on my breath. Feel that pain up in my chest. Feeling like I'm dying, man. This your brain on drugs. This your brain up in the frying pan. I'm riding, man. Super sliding to the beat. A giant on these streets. I'm feeling so unique. That killer on the creep. It's the killer fact. The real shit. I'm no actor. Feel your dreams getting blacker. Blitz like a packer. I keep a G, Mr. D, KB, I represent that 423, MG, I'm riding with the M3, fucking with my money, I'm a lord until it's empty, messing with that bullshit, I'ma smoke this whole zip, whip with the gold rims, a rider like full clip, oh shit, killer no shit, I'ma fuck it up, get your place right, I think you boys better huddle up, that's something up. On the rise, about to bubble up, an underdog, so you better double up, go and check the stats, get your numbers up, 100 over 50, go and run it up, I'm trying to cash out before the summer's up, that killer smash out, feel the rumble up, the rock beneath your feet start to crumble up, and plus you can't stop shit, go and huddle up.
Back episode 699, Mr. KP, that huddle up off the project Images of Corruption, available now. Let me where can they get this, Mr. DKB?
It's everywhere, digital music sold and streamed. And it's also at NerveDJsMixtapes.com for a free download right now. I'm only doing that because this quarantine, and I love motherfuckers to have, if you don't have Spotify, if you don't have Apple Music, whatever, I still like you to have my shit. That's why I got, 50, 60-some free mixtapes. But right now, it's for free. NerveDJsMixtapes.com. You just search for Mr. DKB. You'll find it. But I don't know how long it's going to be free on there. But it's also out, on iTunes, Spotify, all that shit.
Oh, that's good. That's different choices for people. And it's free. You can't beat that, man. We're talking about this whole COVID-19 shit, man. Did you see this coming the way it did? Because the whole world, this is something we've never seen before. The whole world shut down. What are your whole thoughts on all this?
For one, I wish it would have never got like this, It's fucked up, the world, we live in. I don't mean to laugh, but, I'm laughing at our pain, I guess. Man, I feel for our black, brothers and sisters, man. You can't tell me it's not, I've been on the internet and people just like white. I'm white, I'm not white as in we're fucking Abercrombie and Fitch and, be a nerd white, but I'm fucking white skin color. I've been the way I dress, I've been discriminated. I couldn't imagine being a black person, a Mexican person, Chinese person, America. I could not imagine me being white. I can't imagine that. And I stand with everybody. Of course, looting's bad and all that shit, but if, that's what happens, that's what we got to do. And I stand with everybody, man. Last night about 12:30, I seen everything going down. I wanted to drive to Indianapolis, I wanted to be out there with them, And then I hear they're in my city tonight at 6 o'clock. Somebody ran over some, protesters because it was in the road, man. It's 6 o'clock already, man. It's 9:15. I feel like going down there, And emotional muscle, man. It gets me emotional, man. I don't know how you can sit there and film a man like George Floyd dying like 10 fucking feet in front of you, man. How do you not go up there and do something? I don't care, man. Kill me, shoot me, arrest me, whatever. Knock me the fuck out if you're the cop, whatever. I couldn't just stand there and just let that, man, that shit just
makes me fucking... Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I can't, man, you know, I tackle the motherfucker, do whatever you got to do, you know. And now they're trying to get him off. They're trying to say,
humanity, man.
Yeah, they're trying to say that there's no evidence of asphyxiation and all this bullshit
right.
about his past health. It's like, no, fuck that, man. He was murdered right there in front of everybody. You know, and you know what they never talk about too. They never talk about the fact that this asshole put his hand in his pocket and pressed down on his fucking leg. You could see it. You know what I'm saying? Why else would he have his hand halfway down in his fucking pocket? You know, I mean, he was snuffing the guy out right there for everybody to see. I feel your pain, man. If you're not feeling pain right now, you're not a human being.
He was handcuffed for 10 minutes, but he was jumping on his neck, man. He was just bouncing up on him, man.
Begging
man.
For his life, you know. I mean, that's and you know, this is the sadly, this is going to happen again, and
sadly, it was the camel's back. You know what I mean?
I'm hoping, man, that...
I don't know what you can do, though, man. I mean, what the fuck can we really do? I mean, what, you know what
I
mean?
Is
this really going to change racist-ass motherfuckers that run every fucking thing that we fucking... We think we're free. This land of the free. We're not free, man. We're all owned by the government. We're all owned by some fucking bank. We're all owned by some fucking Viacom
Absolutely.
Or, you know, something like that, man.
Why?
Why America?
You got the
man?
Orange office, or the Orange Orifice in office. He's calling for his MAGA supporters to come to the White House. What kind of sick fuck is he?
He's instigating shit,
man. He's
wanting
to incite a fucking violent war in this country. You know,
yeah,
and we gotta be smarter than that, people.
Nuts,
you know,
man.
We can't fall for it, man. We got to stay united. We got to fight these motherfuckers on all fronts.
I mean, if you actually, like, if you sift through some of the shit that's out there, man, like the pictures that the media is showing you compared to, like, what the people are showing you, man, like, there is humanity left. There is no race war that, you know what I mean? Like, the media is trying to show you, like, these black people are looting. And, or, like, you know, like I seen in a post, it was, like, these two rednecks protecting the store. And it didn't say nothing about nobody else but these two fucking rednecks. And then I see another picture, the same exact fucking picture from Twitter, from another, you know, from just a citizen. And there's two black dudes right beside him. And you know what I mean? And they're talking about unity. So why doesn't the media show that? I mean, why? Why does the media keep fucking with us like this? And why do we keep...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why do we keep feeding
Not to cut you off, I was just going to say it's MK Ultra in full effect, man. It's America does run on murder, man, and these motherfuckers know that. The divide and conquer game, if they play us against each other, they know we're going to kill each other off, make their job much easier. You know what I'm saying? It's a sick world, man. We got to get these rich, elite motherfuckers out of power, the ones behind the curtains, the billionaires. You know what I'm saying? We got to get people like Trump the fuck out of power. Actually, we got to get, to be honest with you, Mr. DKB, we got to get rid of the Democrats and the Republicans, man. We got to fucking come up with a whole new system because that obviously ain't working. Those two parties, all they do is create division and fighting, and they're never getting anything done for people. Because you think about it, when Democrats were in office, we still had a lot of cops killing people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We still had Flint, Michigan with horrible water. Republicans get in office, nothing changes. Same shit. And then when the Democrats get in office next time, they're not going to change much either. It's just going to be a continued cycle of fucking bullshit. We got to get rid of these parties.
They fix one thing and they fuck up another. Yeah.
I don't know how to do it, though, man. I think the sad part is this country's too far fucking mentally brainwashed, you know?
Right.
They're just fucking stupid. Tell me about this Kill Factor project, though. America Runs on Murder. How did you, you know what I'm saying, get involved with Kill Factor?
Basically me, which is Killer, you know, that Killer Blunt, hence the K and DKB, Killer, you know, and the unknown factor. We had, you know, we was running a radio, NFGR, No Fucks Given Radio, and we decided, you know, hey, we want to make a track or something. So, you know, we jumped on a track, and we kind of liked how it, you know, the message we kind of came up with, and we just decided to make a couple more tracks, and then next thing you know, we're actually a couple, you know, albums deep into this shit. This EP should have came out last year. You know, it was recorded last year.
Shut up.
And, yeah, man, I think we got a message just saying, you know, somebody's got to say it, you know what I mean? I mean, this might get us killed. This might, you know.
Yeah, I
don't want to die a martyr, but, you know, some people need to hear some shit, man. I think it's like it's time, and like I said earlier, I don't think this project could have came out at a better time. Especially, you know, this world, you know, the world needs a revolution. That's what we need, man. And people are tired of hearing, you know, mumble rap and bullshit. Like it's cool. I like the party, but like, man, like every song, man. Like my wife's not really that happy, man. I'm more of like, you know, like I grew up Isham, you know, 360. I can hear that gutter shit that's like real in the fucking streets. What's really happening out here? Tell me what's real. Stop bullshitting me. You know what I mean? So, one or two party track is cool, but I need to hear some real shit. I need to fucking learn. I'm getting to the point in my life where, you know what I mean, I don't know what the fuck is going on anymore. And I need to learn. So I'm learning, and I'm telling everybody else that needs, you know what I mean? There's a story to be told, and you just have to listen, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Oh, you got who's there with you?
I got Factor here in the studio with me right now.
We've been bullshitting all day. I'm not gonna lie.
Factor, what's up, man? How you doing?
What's good, President? Fucking nothing. Been dealing with this motherfucker all day. Fucking photos. Fucking just I don't know. A lot of general bullshit. Yeah. That's the thing, when me and him get together like that, it gets to the point where, like, a bunch gets done, but it's in really odd fragments how it all does. So it makes the day kind of confusing. But I can appreciate that, you know, being who I am.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you guys definitely got chemistry going because you're already knocking out, what, two projects, multiple things in the works, you know, What made you want to decide to, you know, I'm gonna do this full fledged, man. I'm gonna jump in and start rapping.
I don't know. Well, I mean, I guess I'm kind of odd in the fact that I started when I was like 32, and I'm 36 now. So I don't know, man. I hadn't been to a show in a real, real long time. I met my wife. Got her into some underground shit. We ended up going to a Boondocks show. It lit a fire under my ass, for lack of a better term. You know? Which ended in this, which is a crazy, there's a lot of crazy in between, from the radio to me working with a number of people. And yeah, it's, you know, but I think it ended where it should have. And I say that just, and thank you. I'm very glad to hear that you like what we're doing, as Killer Factor, man. But I think it landed where it did because of what came to be and what else there is that we just kind of, it's not done yet. It's coming. There's a lot on the way, but yeah, you know, so. I don't know, man. I just, a random fire in my ass. Like, me living up to my stage name before I even had it.
Yeah. Yeah, because I know you were doing the radio for a minute. How did that go? Are you still doing that, or?
Well, I started rapping before I started doing radio, and then I ended up linking up to another radio. And then some shit happened between me and that radio, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. Fuck the drama. That's what we about. We don't like it over here at NFGR. it's just records, not radio anymore. But and then yeah, I ended up starting that. At about what, bro? Fuck, it's been more than a year. No idea, cause I got my wife pregnant, Press. Right?
Oh, congratulations, right. Man.
Thank you. Yeah, Logan is he's about to turn one. Holy shit, my son's about to be one. It's crazy, Fred. But
is that your first
when
one?
That happened, yeah, he turns one on the 7th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. You're still fairly new at it. Yeah, man, those are the best years.
Well, we've got an 11-year-old, too. But it was a thing of the wife got pregnant, and do I want to run this radio, which was ostensibly me, DKB, and the wife in the bulk of the maintenance. I mean, there were a lot of other hosts and such. There were a lot of people that did a lot, but the daily grind makes me want to bash my head in of running a radio. I'm sure you know, Prez. It was
oh, God,
the three
yeah,
of
I feel
them.
You, brother.
Right, yeah, see, you feel me on that. So I had a new kid on the way. It was make music or run the radio, and I seen what me and DKB had done just with the first three tracks, which are what? Dude, what did we do first? Was it? What
actually on my last mixtape, The Vision, we did Flash Before Your Eyes. That was the first track we ever did.
Okay.
And the song came out. It was just like, dude, like we got something. This is not just like a track, like a collab. You know what I mean? Like how many 16s we've thrown out to people and got just 16s back. But how many times do you like work on a track and it comes out and you're like, they're like, dude, fuck, this is like a movement here. This is not just a fucking track we made. And then after that, I can't remember what was after. We did a couple more. I got one.
Yeah, Anti-Hero.
Anti-Hero. What Am I? With Who Knows?
Anti-Hero. Not so much. I like the track, but if you compare it to What Am I and Flash Before Your Eyes, those are the two tracks you could see initially with it's definitely what it built to. And you can see it all from it's extended clip hop for a reason, Prez. That's what we call NFGR. And I say that in we're gonna diss a lot of things, but it's never gonna be another rapper. Because I don't even care to take the time to do it. I'd rather assault something that assaults us as a society.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Dude, I don't waste no time on any of my enemies because all that does is breathe life into them. You know what I mean? It's like, and like you said, I'd rather focus my energy on collectively combating something, you know what I'm saying, rather than going after people who don't even really fucking matter no more. You know, they're non-factors. You know what I mean? They're just stagnant.
Can I say that?
In the puddle.
That's like...
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
I do love, like, I don't know how this motherfucker, this was the one that could deal with my psychoticness, too. That's what it boils down to. Like, he could deal with how insane I am, you know? Because, like, and I'm glad that no one else could. Can I say that? So to everyone else that couldn't deal with me, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, it's good. It's good. You know, what I'm saying you guys are able creative minds come together. I mean, that's dope. Let's give them a taste of this right now. We got this song right here. It's called Smokescreen, man. Why don't you intro for that, Kill Factor?
Smokescreen.
24-hour news. I mean, it is.
Yep. Yeah, it's basically what we were talking about earlier, man. Like the media and everybody telling you what they think is right, but it's really, man, it's a smokescreen.
What a perfect time for this track, can I say? Like I'd like to say, like DKB said earlier, like we weren't trying to drop this in the midst of all this. Holy shit, this track and everything was planned before that. So we're not trying to. Oh my God, everything popped off and let's fucking make a statement about it. No, all this shit we'd said before even COVID happened. Like, this CD was set to release and set up to drop the day it was before that even happened. But then all this happened and it made it so much more relevant. And it's, dude, it's kind of terrifying. But yeah, this is just about the fact that, like, it could be, it blows smoke up your ass, man.
Well, here it is. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. You know what I'm saying? This is Murder Master Music Show 698. We'll be right back. Kill Factor.
Smoke screen. 24 hour news.
Smoke screen.
They want you to lose.
Smoke screen.
They blow it up your ass.
Smoke screen.
We gotta fight back.
We just here for truth. Please don't fear us. You feel the end is near us. That's just all. Smoking mirrors. Hit a control and steer us. Just hoping that you hush it. It's all about the duck. It's not your presidential puppet. So fuck it. We trying to lift the smoke screen. But all these opioids got the country full of dope fiends. I told OG, Kush by the OZ, and they be looking at me like a criminal that stole things. The police be chasing me, trying to build this case on me, but they just wanna serve to be like sick. Yo, J be lacing me, erasing me from memory. The media be killing me, cause I just wanna spill the beans and show I ain't your enemy, but still I see a
smoke screen.
24 hour news,
smoke screen.
They want you to lose.
Smoke screen.
They blow it up your ass.
Smoke screen.
We gotta fight back.
Smoke screen.
24 hour news.
Smoke screen.
They want you to lose.
Smoke screen.
They blow it up your ass.
Smoke screen.
We gotta fight back. 24 hour news. Just give me one show. Daily. With a hell of a host. Comprehensive that everything show on CNN, Fox, CBS, coast to coast. They all boast to have all the facts. Show the shooter before he even asks, how is that? Some kind of conspiracy, just a smoke screen, advancing to tyranny. Admittedly, we let it all happen, but I think it's time we start. Fall of us all. Clear the smoke screen. Bring down that wall.
Smoke screen.
24 hour news.
Smoke screen.
They want you to lose.
Smoke screen.
They blow it up your ass.
Smoke screen.
We gotta fight back.
Smoke screen.
24 hour news.
Smoke screen.
They want you to lose.
Smoke screen.
They blow it up your ass.
Smoke screen.
We gotta fight back.
Smoke screen.
24 hour news.
Smoke screen.
They want you to lose.
Smoke screen.
They blow it up your ass.
Smoke screen.
We gotta fight back.
Smoke screen. Smoke screen. Smoke screen.
Man, that's the kind of shit they blow up your ass, you know?
Yeah, that's true, man.
Yeah, so,
pay attention.
So you notice I've made this work to where there's skits for all these tracks, right?
Yep.
He wants to kill me.
I do, I'm about sick of this shit.
You're about to take a shit?
Man, fuck off.
That's what you fucking said.
I said I'm sick of this shit. Let's go.
I'm totally having a brain fart.
Killers don't talk.
They boogie?
Let's boogie, man. Let's boogie down his new track, man.
He should have said the name. And this is definitely not a track to boogie to.
Yeah.
But.
Whoa.
Wait.
Whoa,
you see?
Well, killers get down too, man. The bell tolls for all.
It's just Bell Tolls. How are you fucking up the goddamn track name? It's Bell Tolls. Deep in, but you just turned the track on. We're fucking up. You hear this shit, man?
Man, where'd you get this fucking weed? God damn.
Yeah, man.
between this shit. We were so fucked up, man. We were just making that shit, and it happened like we didn't even want to, man. We were just trying to do like one thing, and somehow we had like skits for every fucking
track.
I
was trying to get
whatever.
You to say like one line. One line, motherfucker. Don't.
Right. Anyways, yeah, did you hear D-Pain on that motherfucker?
Yeah.
Our brother, D-Pain, Jackboy D-Pain, he mixed and mastered all that shit, man. That whole Killer Factor project.
Oh, he's a beast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Much love to Jack. Much love to D-Pain.
Yeah.
And I got to say,
brother,
yeah, he got that, and as well as he mixed that Unknown Foolishness track we dropped in on Father's Day. Please play. So shout out to him for that. I mean, he's worked with NFGR. Yeah, much love to D-Pain always.
Oh, yeah, he's a beast. And plus, I'm sure he's a great killer. I mean, look at the guy, man. He's just somebody you don't want to run into in a dark alley.
If we ever needed somebody tortured,
he would be the guy to do it. You know.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Shout out to D-Pain, man. Hell of a engineer, man. He knows what he's doing. But the message, you know what I'm saying, behind the song, man, you gotta stand up against this shit. And that's what America is doing right now, man. They're sick of it. The straw that broke the camel's back. You know, how do you guys see this going forward? You know, do you see, like, because I hate to say it, a lot of times what happens is somebody gets killed by one of these fucking cops, and outrage,
man,
for a little bit, and then back to nothing. I hope they.
Man, I don't know. Like these protests and shit. There's been people getting killed in Louisville, man, Detroit.
Apparently rioting in Indy.
I mean, that town like an hour away from here is. I mean, it's going down. So
everywhere.
Man, it's the whole country, man. It's beautiful at the same time, man. It's wild, crazy to see, man.
It is. When I saw him at the White House the other day, yesterday I believe, and right now, I was like, oh yeah, man, drag the orange orifice out of there, you know, fucking get them the fuck out. We need somebody in there that's gonna bring people together right now, man. We don't have
that. Give me the
bra. You know, Jesse Ventura, where the fuck are you, man? You know,
oh my God.
I vote for him.
Yeah. I take it back, Prez. If we're going to go wrestler, yeah, fuck The Rock. Give me Jesse Ventura, just because
I'll be president of the United States of America. Fuck. Yeah, man, Ventura, old Ben Franklin looking ass motherfucker, I'll vote for him.
He seems
to have some good ideas.
Oh, my God.
That's the problem right now. We got, you want Trump or Biden, man? And that's the problem with the two-party system.
I don't really want Biden, but I definitely pick him. I'd pick a goddamn snail over Trump.
At this point,
you know, say the argument for him is, oh, well, he's good with the economy. What good is a good economy if you have a fucking fractured nation at all other levels? You got to fix healthcare. You got to fix race relations in this country. You got to fix the fucking injustice system. I mean. They always focus on one or two little things and think that's going to fix everything, and it's not.
I mean, the poor class. I mean, healthcare is something that blows my mind, too, man. And I mean, I know you're close to that shit, too, man. Fuck.
Yeah,
man. It's fucked. I don't even know what we do, man.
No, can I just say, amidst the healthcare, I mean, amidst this COVID and then the shit, I know a lot of people that work in healthcare will say, and I know for a fact, like, there have been people that have died in hospitals, and they're like, oh, no, mark it as COVID, when it wasn't COVID. They strictly mark it as COVID because it's an additional $15,000 for the hospital. So it has nothing to do with raising or lowering numbers or anything like people think. It's just sheerly greed, which it is in most cases, you know?
Oh, yeah, take advantage of a horrible situation, yeah.
Yeah,
just like how the
that.
Church does. The church is always ready to fucking take advantage of something. You know, they don't pay no taxes. You know, we're wondering where we can get money from. Tax the fucking churches. Not to switch subjects and go on after them, but why not?
Correct.
Fuck the Pope and fuck the church.
I mean, are you thinking about the government to get like $1 billion tax bailouts? Or, you know what I mean? They don't have to pay taxes, or whoever it was, Google or, you know, Amazon, some shit like that.
Thanks.
They didn't have to pay like $1 billion in fucking tax. Why not? You know what I mean?
That
like, I don't care if you boosted the economy because you have a business. Cool, but like, yeah, I don't get it. I don't get the church thing not paying taxes. It's just wild, man.
Yeah, it is.
That's why the church is on the back of our money. That's why, you know what I mean? They say separate church and state, but how separated is it?
I wonder if we live in the Bible Belt, fellas. You guys live in southern Indiana, right?
We're about more central, yeah. We're close
to
central.
So Evansville, Evansville is by me. So that's a lot further south than you guys then.
A little bit.
But same shit, different toilet, basically.
Right.
It all runs down the Ohio River anyway. But regardless, man, we live in the Bible Belt, and these motherfuckers, they have a different way of thinking here. And, right, like with Trump, they're brainwashed. They think anything he does is the word of God. Matter of fact, some of these people actually claim he was sent to us from God. If God's going to send things like that to us, I don't want him as fucking God. You know, keep your gifts. Take that shit back. We're living in crazy times. 2020 came around and really kicked us all in the balls.
It's been 6 months straight of, like, ass-kicking, man.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, this is the most...
Can we survive this shit? That's all I want to know, man. Because if we can, hopefully, you know, we'll come out stronger as a race. As, you know, man, like humanity.
Cool. Wait. Crazy conspiracy theory, guys. Right. And maybe they told that cop to do that so people would get out so it would spread COVID more because they're just trying to fucking kill us all. I'm just kidding. Maybe I'm too high. Sorry.
You never know, man, what's going on. I mean, people are killed all the time for all kinds of different things, you know. There always could be a bigger picture behind the window. I mean, but regardless, this shit is happening so much, man, it needs to stop. And I salute guys like you for making music with substance that sheds light on shit like this, you know, oppression and exposing the people behind the curtain. That's what we got to do. I got the homie from France, Sin. I know he's got a question or so for you guys. Let me bring him on. Sin, you there, brother?
Yes, sir. I'm there. Hi, Scott. Hi, Mr. KB. Yeah, well, I got a question. Yes, can you tell us about your first hardcore song? Give you inspiration for your music back in the day? Maybe one.
First hardcore song, yeah.
First hardcore song I made?
No. First hardcore song you give you inspiration to make music. That's what.
Give me inspiration. Oh, shit. Really, I would say when I heard Esham's Closed Casket, that was about the time that I was getting into writing rap. Like, I was into rap, you know, before that. But, like, as far as, like, I had, like, some buddies that made beats. And it was like, you know, we need some shit, you know. So about that time, I would say, I think Esham was, like, Closed Casket. Just something off the album, probably, you know, like. Probably my favorite song of the day, 24/7 on there.
Oh, yeah.
That's
not really. Therapy, too.
But,
Therapy
you
was
know,
a fucking
album. Like, that whole album's a classic horrorcore album. In my eyes, I know it wasn't the first horrorcore, you know, that come out. Esham, you know, wasn't, you know, Gangsta Man, crazy. But, you know, Esham, Caskets, man.
Yeah.
Classic album.
Okay, right.
That's probably my favorite Esham album.
Yeah, too.
I like Dead Flowers.
Can you tell us also about the song Glitches in the Matrix? Can you tell us about this song?
Glitches in the Matrix. Man, the rest of the album, there's really not much of a message on the album. It was more like,
I don't know. Like when I heard the beat, it just kind of like there wasn't really like a pattern to the beat. It was more like the first verse was like long as hell. It's like a 48 or some crazy shit, man. It was harder than that. Like it took me forever to record that verse because I like to do my shit in one take per you know channel whatever. But it took me it really didn't have no choice and you know like it didn't like have a flow to it and that when I heard it. You know, the beat kind of just spoke to me, and man, I just started talking about a lot of shit, like, you know, not only, you know, are we glitches in the Matrix, man, but, like, you know, why is all this shit happening, you know? It was kind of like it wasn't a killer factor song, but it was like I had that feeling to me where I had to tell some people, even though I do solo shit, and yeah, I'm a killer, I like to ride, I like to smoke, I like to do this shit, I still, you know what I mean? There's still something to be said, and I really don't know what fucking universe we're on, Sin. I don't know what parallel universe, if we're in the fucking Matrix. I don't know where we're at right now. Music's crazy. Movies are the same as I used to see back in the 80s. The same fucking everything.
Hey,
no,
look,
man. All right, Pat.
I know where I'm at is about to be getting my ass kicked by my wife. I love you guys. Prez, much love. Fucking
hey, take care of yourself and be safe, man.
Birthday, mother. Have a good night, y'all.
I have to see you, bro. But yeah, like, which is in the Matrix, man. I don't know, man. It's just, we're just in a fucked up world right now. I just had to speak on a lot of shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's a,
like that, a deeper song to be on the album. You know what I mean? Like, my mixtapes are usually pretty fun. Like I say, riding, smoking, partying, whatever. You know what I mean? There's some killer shit on there. But, like, I just felt like, you know, the song speaks to me, man. I've made a whole mixtape called Let the Beat Talk to Me, man. Because sometimes I don't even feel it's me, like, writing the shit. Like, I just get done, I'm like, wow, sometimes. Like, man, like, this is why I put out some shit, like, so much shit for free. Like, man, I know I don't have a deal. I'm living in fucking Indiana. You know how almost impossible it is for me to get a record deal? You know what I mean? And
that's why I'm so good.
Game. That's why I love E-40, you know, Esham and all the motherfuckers that slang that shit out of their trunk. Because they gave an avenue to us, you know what I mean? And it sucks about the mom and pop stores, man. Like,
oh, God, I hate that, brother.
It's like, you know what I mean? Just looking at fucking music, man. I mean, I know there's some here and there.
Everything that I've fucking got inspired by.
Yeah, you should just go to different cities and just find shit. Like, you didn't know what it was, and like, yo, what's dope here? You know what I mean? And like, just, I just miss that shit, man. I miss that era. I think that's kind of why I do what I do, because I'm, you know what I mean? I'm trying to preserve this shit for us.
Yeah.
And High Spirits, too, was a dope song. Also, you did. High Spirits.
High Spirits?
High Spirits. Yeah,
it was a
drug
song deep.
Is it a drug song?
It was on the album Division.
Yeah. It wasn't really about galloping nothing, but it was about smoking weed and doing basically, you know, I'm high as the fuck and shit. And I kind of like, I made metaphors and shit, and it just feels like, I don't know. That's one of my favorite songs on the album, so I'm glad you even said that. That song just feels so spiritual to me. He's like, I said, I'm getting older now, and I'm kind of like feeling myself now more like I was in such a bad 20-year depression. That's why, you know, horrorcore music, you know, it spoke to me. But now, like, there's a lot of more shit I want to talk about, man. Yeah, High Spirits was definitely, you know, that was another one of those songs that, you know, wasn't kind of supposed to be like that on the album. You know what I mean? It just happens, man. It's beautiful. It's like Bob Ross said, you know, happy little accidents.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about. And, you know, again, I want to remind our listeners, there's three projects, you know what I'm saying, available right now, man. Run down the line on these three projects before we start closing up the show, Mr. DKB.
Yeah, first we got my solo, Images of Corruption. We got Racer SS Cash on there. That might be one of the last ones that we got. He's on two tracks, you know. Factor's on one track. Other than that, it's all me, you know, all me on the hooks, all, you know what I mean? So, but the beats ain't me. I'm just jacking motherfuckers' beats like we do. And, you know, that's just basically a mixtape solo. Killer Factor,
like you said, man, we got a fucking message to say, this is not our, you know, album. This was just like, you know, we was already done with the album. We made some shit. And he's like, man, this is kind of dope. Let's put it out. We hit up Jack Boy, you know what I mean? Mixed and mastered it. We kind of like the idea of the fucking album. So it turned out pretty dope, I think. But like I said, it's not the album, which is kind of nuts to me, even though it's coming out first. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then Skinny Man.
It's like you're eating beats up, man. You're just killing them.
I'm not even telling you everything I got done. And I also got a whole nother album done, not even counting the Skinny Man. You know what I mean? The Skinny Man, he just inspired the fuck out of me. And he's UGS, man. That's family. You know what I mean? I just felt like it was like, man, somebody needs to do something. If somebody's going to do something to these beats, it has to be family. You know what I mean? And like I said, like that era, like that 666 style, like Memphis style music, man. 8-Ball MJG, you know, Gangsta Pat, you know, Al Capone, all them, you know, that shit, that raised me. You know what I mean? So it was like a blessing, you know, for him to tell me I could do it. So I'm glad you enjoy it. You know what I mean? I'm from Indiana. I probably shouldn't be on beats like this. You know, people think I'm crazy. Well, fuck it, man. That's what I do, man. It's music.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, well, keep doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? I look forward to all the stuff you got coming in the future that you're talking about. You know, man, we got one more track we're going to play as we get out of here. But before we get to it, man, I want to give you the floor. Give them your social media. You know what I'm saying? If you got any shout-outs, man, it's all yours, brother.
Yo. It's Mr. DKB, formerly of the Super Smash Bros, now with Killer Factor and on my own. You can catch me on Facebook. Just search Mr. DKB. I think it's / Mr. DKB 44. Killer Factor, same thing. Instagram, you know, Twitter, whatever the fuck. You can find us everywhere. It ain't too hard to find. You search my name, Adam Powell, man. You know, put me as a friend. Chop it up, network, whatever, man. If you need music, I got you. This is what we do. Other than that, man, we got a million projects coming on. Find us on social media, and that's basically like you're going to find something that's coming out soon because that's all we're doing, man, working.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Everybody make sure to support these projects.
Quick, man, definitely shout out to you, Prez, man. You know, like you've been one of my fucking heroes since I've been reading Murder Dog. So family or not, you know what I mean? I always got love for you.
I appreciate you, brother. Thank you for rocking with me all these years, man.
To get some information around here. But, you know, Exit Only, my brother, Jack Boy D. Payne, my brother, you know what I mean? The whole camp, you know, my brother, Race Excess Cash. You know, I still love you, man. Factory, you know, he's crazy as fuck, I know, but we make some dope music together, and that's all that matters. Other than that, man, my family, I love y'all.
Man, much respect to you, brother. You stay safe during these crazy times, and definitely going to stay in touch. Let's give him this track. Now, this is off the Before the Arrival mixtape that you did, the Skinny Man project. Name of this song here is called Don't Make a Move. Why don't you kind of intro this as we outro?
Yo, this is Don't Make a Move off the Skinny Man Before the Arrival Kill It tape with Mr. DKB. Don't make a move, man. We're going to kill you, man. UGS and this bitch. Fuck the lamestream.
Most definitely. Most definitely. We're going to close it out, man. Shout out to you, Mr. DKB. Shout out to Kill Factor, man. Let's give him this track. Shout out to Skinny Man right here. And make sure to go to UGSforLife.com. And tune in June 11th for the episode 700. You don't want to miss it.
All right, man, this is the last one of the night. Mr. DKB, Skinny Man to Man. Before they arrive, kill a tape.
hammer in the anvil, your man chill. Find your car to Danville, your body in the landfill. My man, what's the damn deal? It's UGS for life. All in your clicks full of psychos with sick beats in them tight. Flow, that's right, bro. You know we taking over like expected tricks. Plus, we well connected and respected from these records, bitch. Check it, kid. President Vader said, find me the shotty. If you make a move, I spray the two, they can't ID the body. Oh, fuck.